This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Damon. William Damon, the author of a new book, A Round of Golf with My Father, The New Psychology of Exploring Your Past to Make Peace with Your Present. One of the ways Bill made peace is a round of golf. And let's get to it, Bill, because I want to speak of your father figures. But first, your father was a good golfer. And at one time, you arranged to play on the Pittsfield course, which is a private club.
That's right.
And I followed your game very carefully in the way you explicated the front nine, the back nine. And you had a score from the 1930s. And you matched the score to my reading. In fact, you surpassed your father because you scored in the low 90s and he was at 100. But then you explained that he was goofing around in the front nine and then really got serious in the back nine. And I thought, is this a metaphor? I have to be careful. I have to be careful of golfers when they tell me they focused on the back nine.
That's great, John. You're a good literary critic. I never thought about that. That is kind of a metaphor for his life. that's marvelous. Goofing around on the front nine and getting serious and committed in the back nine. Well, to be literal about it, the scorecard and my wonderful new cousin found a set of my father's golf clubs in hanging in a garage in Middleton, Rhode Island. And I always thought, what kind of a family keeps golf clubs for 70 years or something like that? That says something about my father's family. But he sent me the clubs. I dug out of the slim canvas bag his old scorecard. And it turned out he was playing with some friends on the front nine and then played alone in the back nine, kept his scores. And the remarkable thing about his scores was that on the back nine, he shot a 43 with four pars. And these are using, of course, old clubs with real wooden heads and stiff irons and pre-Titleist golf balls that weren't even well balanced, a couple of which were still in the bag. And so, yes, you're right. When I went to the club, my overall score was better than his, but I could not match his scorching back nine with the four pars. And I was just, it was not a competition. I was pleased to see how good he was. That was one of the first things I heard about him. That was the source of my initial resentment. And I was able to get past that by this imaginary game where I pretended that he was there playing with me. He was only age 12 at the time he played with that scorecard.
You, of course, are a golfer shrewd enough to have played on the Royal and Ancient at St. Andrews. I see the photograph. So you're not a lighthearted golfer either to make that journey. However, I want to get to your professional life. Just a moment. To name one of your father figures, Roger Brown, your advisor, your senior thesis advisor at Harvard College, I have to believe that he, more than anyone else, pointed you into the field where you've published many books, and you're now again giving us your learning about the development of the adolescent and the development of character and of understanding of integrity, of virtue. Who was Roger Brown? What do we need to know about him?
He was a great social psychologist. In fact, he wrote the greatest textbook on social psychology ever. He was a wonderful lecturer at Harvard, and I was lucky enough to have him be my senior thesis advisor. He was kind of a legendary figure in the field. And you're right, his whole way of thinking, his whole worldview set me off in a way that I think I approached the field in a way that was innovative, and it enabled me to study very subjects like purpose, the development of purpose, which were a little out of bounds and not really part of the experimental psychology field when I got started. Purpose was more of a philosophy or theology concept. But I think because of Roger's influence, I had the confidence to do that. And now purpose is dead center. There are thousands of studies, and I think that was probably my greatest contribution. My earlier book, The Path to Purpose, was the first real psychology book about this.
You have two quotes in the book, and I won't give away which one I like better, because you can like them both. One from Steve Jobs in an address at Stanford University, a graduation address. You cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect you to your future. That's Steve Jobs, who left us too early. And this from Henry David Thoreau. If we will be quiet and ready enough, we shall find compensation in every disappointment. Which do you like, Bill? I know you like them both, but which helps you understand now your father?
Well, I think it was the throw quote was deeper, although I don't want to give short shrift to Jobs. And I was on the platform in commencement when he made the speech. So I have a close memory of that. But the throw point really gets to the main point of the book, which is really about redemption. It's about redeeming those parts of your life which you have a hard time getting past because they feel so full of resentment or regret or just wrong turn that you sort of say, gee, my life would have been better without this. But actually, if you think about things in the right way, just as Thoreau said, you can find the bright light or the learning lesson or even the sense that you would not be who you are now if that hadn't happened. And of course, you need to value who you are now. That's, to use a golf metaphor, you play it as it lays. That's all we have. We make the best of what we are and where life has brought us. And so it's that redemption of the past that leads the way to a future of integrity and hopefulness. And Thoreau was able to say in a sentence what maybe it took me a whole book to write with all the psychological theory and so on.
What I take from your book more than anything else, Bill, now reflecting upon the reading of it, is in reading this book, the reader goes through a checklist in my own experiences, my father, my grandfather, my mother, all of those things. That's what your book helped me do, Bill.
And I'm so glad because that is what I was hoping, is that in my own quest, which had a certain amount of pain to it, I have to say, going back through these difficult memories. But in my own quest, I hope that I gave an example of how somebody can really do this, even when you're hesitant. I avoided doing this for 60 years of my life. I batted away all the clues that came up, every single invitation I had. And I finally got around to doing it. And I'm so glad I did.
The title, A Round of Golf with My Father, William Damon, the author, Bill Damon of Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.